I want to talk about something. The latest research shows the rate of married women who report they've been unfaithful in the marriage has increased by 40%. That's incredible, isn't it? While the rate among men has remained the same and gone down in some instances. More women than ever are now cheating, according to this particular bit of research. So what exactly is happening inside marriages to shift the numbers? What has changed about monogamy or the family life in the past sort of 27 years or so since this research started to account for this closing gap between men and women? Because primarily, it was always a male prerogative, as they said. It was always the men who were the cheats and the women who weren't, or maybe the women were just better at lying about it. Research in talking to women found that many of them were nonchalant in the way they described their extramarital adventures, that there was deception and secrecy, but no shame. They didn't have any shame about doing it. In other words, they kind of justified it. Often they loved their husbands, they loved their family, but felt in some fundamental way that their needs, be it sexual, emotional or psychological, were not being met inside the marriage. So off they went and had themselves a little affair. Some even wondered if their husbands knew about their infidelity, choosing to look away. And the fact is that one of these people told the researchers, "I'm nicer to my husband when I have something special going on in my life. That's just for me." In other words, having an affair. She found that she was kinder, more patient, less resentful, and less of a bitch. When she was having an affair, she was better to her husband. And I suppose the main reason, according to the findings, is that the gender roles are now reversing. And if the trend continues, by the end of this year, more women will be having affairs. Women will be in the majority when it comes to infidelity. The average age for the affairs was in mid-40s after 20 years of marriage. And the reason they gave was they felt the grass was greener on the other side. But sadly for most respondents, they found the majority that the grass wasn't greener on the other side. They'd made a huge mistake and nothing had really changed except they were unhappy with a different man. So they felt breaking up their marriages and family would give them happiness that they didn't actually achieve. But why were they unhappy in the first place? As they admitted they had good husbands and most of them had a good life, didn't have financial pressures, but yet they did it. So why do you think more women now are having affairs? In this research over 27 years, a 40% increase. That's a massive increase, the amount of women having affairs. By the end of this year, it'll be more women than men. Why do you think it's happening? Let me know what you think. And the number is 0871880008. Why are more women having affairs? If you have a wife and she's in her mid-40s, you better keep an eye on her. She might be up to something. Frank, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Frank?
How are you, Noel?
Good. Frank, why do you think this shift, I suppose it's a gender shift, isn't it? Why is it happening?
Noel, I think it's about time that women started having fun like men.
What do you mean start having fun like men? Speak for yourself there, Frank.
No, but you see, this is what's wrong with us all. I told you before, Noel, we are the only species on the planet that pounces around with one partner.
No, penguins. Isn't it penguins?
Penguins, me ass. She goes off, he sits on the Jesus egg, the emperor penguin. She waddles off to get grub, so she comes back and she can't find them.
I believe, by the way, penguins are the only other animal that prostitute themselves for sex. For money. Yeah. Prostitute sex for money.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, well, they do, well, they're not for money, they do it for fish.
Yeah. Yeah, I well believe it. I mean, no, look, serious now. And I know, I'm glad you brought up this serious issue, because this really now, this was beyond my mind regular. Imagine the world if we could all just share the love.
The Americans tried that. There was called Flower Power. Do you remember that?
Nah, Flower Power on my ass. No, there's a board lives on my road now. I'm not joking you. She's gorgeous now, right?
But are you married, Frank?
Yeah, but she's married as well. But I don't know. She'd just be giving me the little eye there over the wall. You know what I mean?
and do you be giving her the little eye back?
Yeah. And you'd be saying to yourself, like, geez, look at that one.
Is that not cheating on your wife?
Sometimes, Noel, I think I married a man.
But how does your wife feel about you giving the eye to the neighbour?
I'm not going to bleed and tell her, am I?
But you've just told everybody else.
Yeah, but listen, Noel, come here. There's another thing, Noel, just briefly there on that money there, the Irish language. They should really keep pumping that money into that, Noel. CG Cahill, you ever see the weather women on that?
No, I guess.
Oh, Noel, they're bleeding gorgeous. They're like genetically modified women. And come here, I'd be sitting there in the evening watching them, and I don't understand a word out of them. But they're waffling, Noel, and they're gorgeous.
Right. Well, so, anyway, so not only do you fancy the neighbour up the road, you also fancy the weather girls on TG Carr.
I don't know, Noel. I think me and your woman, see, I have to be careful there, but I just think me and your woman have some sort of...
connection. You have a connection.
Yes. I'm looking a hole going. Look it. Noel, we're out sounding like a pervert, right?
Yeah. You've just come across that way already.
No, but listen, I'm not a little creepy. Sometimes I could be, but look it. No, but look at, you know, that girl says, ah, how are you and all to me, and how's it going? I'm there going, ah, grand. And that few seconds, Noel, I'm after stripping hard off. And I walk away, and I just feel sorry, like I just say, Jesus, will you stop that at your age? But I get the vibe that maybe she's walking up the road, Noel, thinking the same.
Thinking about you?
Well, why not, Noel? I mean, I'm not a bad-looking bloke.
But honestly, hang on a second. Honestly, now, I know, Frank, I know you're having a laugh as well as everything else, right?
No, this is serious.
I know it's serious. But why do you think it is becoming more common? What's causing this shift that's causing women at the age of 40s to kind of lose interest in their partner and head off with somebody else?
Because since the arrival of Facebook, Noel, as it used to be called, FaceApp, yeah?
Yeah.
Since that arrival, it's like a liberation for women. Bang, that's just exploding. Look at this fucking idiot. Sorry, no.
Oh, yes. What are you doing? You're on daytime radio.
Well, listen to me. Since the arrival of that, Noel, bang, it's an explosion of hormones with women. They're out there, they're gagging, they're all over the place. And I don't see any harm in it, Noel.
Of course there's harm in it. You're defrauding the person you married who genuinely probably loves you.
Noel, when I made me vows, all right, that was before the arrival of Facebook. Things have changed, Noel.
No, nothing has changed. Your vows still stand. You got married. You didn't go down the altar thinking, I'll make a vow that this one will be good enough until something better comes along.
Look it. I'll tell you what's wrong, Noel, right? As I said to you before, a dog is for Christmas, right?
A wife is for life.
Sorry. A dog is for life. But I'm not saying women are dogs. But what I'm saying is, you made the commitment, right? You love the pet. Of course you love your wife. Like, I mean, you love her like you'd love your sister and your ma.
No, you don't. You wouldn't love your ma or your sister the way you love your wife.
Okay. No,
it's a different type of love.
Listen, no, a force.
Well, then you're not in love, Frank.
No, a force, Noel, when you meet your wife or your future wife, you're in love. Then you get married and after a few years, Noel, you grow on each other. So don't be giving me that crap now, love. There's no... Give on.
Are you in love with your wife?
Ah, love. That's bloody love, Noel. Well, I would be, Noel, but I mean...
Right, okay, so how long are you married?
Ah, geez, I don't know, Noel.
Too long, okay. But, okay, so you're out in a bar tonight, and the neighbour up the road, right, your woman?
Oh, jeez, yeah, come on.
Okay, so she happens to be in the bar on her own, too. She happens to be with a group of friends, and they're all gone home. And she comes over to you and says, Frank, oh, yeah. How's things? Good. I tell you what, my friend owns an apartment upstairs. Would you like to come upstairs for a late night drink?
Yes, could you imagine? Noel, I'd be gone like a blade in the night.
Would you? You would?
I'd be like a dog chasing a car. And when the car stops, I wouldn't have a bleeding clue what to do with it.
But Frank, that's cheating. It's wrong on every level. I don't mean to make light of this, but cheating has destroyed people's lives.
I think it's destroyed people's lives, Noel, that take life just far too serious. Honest to God.
Anthony, stay there for a second, Frank. Anthony, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Anthony?
Hi, Noel. That's a hard act to follow.
Oh, it is a hard act to
follow. How are you,
Anthony?
Anthony.
You should do a stand-up show. I'm telling you, you're hilarious.
Well, it's serious. It's a serious matter, Anthony.
It definitely is, but you not think... I agree with some of what you said. You see, what's after happening now is, like, before, like, men would have a middle-aged crisis and they'd say, yeah, I'll go for a younger model and it make me feel young. Women are doing the same now, you know, and they want the younger model. And a cougar now has just become, the most fashionable thing to be.
Don't get me started on cougars.
Cougar, not cougar.
Oh, cougar!
Cougar! They've become the fashionable thing to be.
They can't
use
them.
And you see, the women think, The women think that they're great, like, and the older women think they're great, like, yeah, I'm bored in my marriage, like men would have done in the past, and we're in the days of equality now, and the women say, I'm bored. I want a younger model as well. Well, no, when a woman goes for a younger model, she's a cougar. But when an older man goes for a younger woman, he's a dirty old man and a pervert.
Which I have a serious issue with now, Anton. I'm glad you raised that issue.
But you know, no.
You're the one who is stripping the neighbour over the wall. You're the dirty old man, Frank.
Hold on, Noel. I'm not an old man.
But you were stripping the neighbour over the wall. You just looked at her and you had her stripped.
Noel, there is no man listening to this show now. And if he gets on and denies it, he's a liar. Even if a bloke goes into a shop and the girl is behind the counter, the guy sees a girl walking down the street. I'm telling you now, live on this serious radio station, right? That he's out there thinking of terrible things with that poor girl.
Niall, can I come back in there?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, but in another way, it's worked out perfectly as well, actually, because the younger fellas now today, the young lads in their 20s, early 20s, their 30s, 20s mostly, like, they can't go into a pub now and they can't even look at a girl. Oh, he looked at me inappropriately. He touched me inappropriately. He brushed past me. So the younger fellas now are going for the cougars and the older women because they know what you see is what you get, and she won't be saying, oh, you touched me inappropriately. She give you a fucking box into the head and she gets what she wants off you, and that's it. And that suits the younger men. And
right, so there's a whole shift in the way relationships are even beginning now, I suppose, is what we're kind of trying to say here. Okay, but stay there, both of you, by the way. Stay there, please, Frank. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. And on a serious note, why do you believe there's a 40% increase in the amount of women having affairs, according to 27 years of research? Neve, you're our classic kid. How are you, Neve? Yeah, you want to be careful what you say here, Neve. Frank will have you undressed on the phone before you even know it.
I just want to keep listening to Frank. He's brilliant.
How are you, Neve?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
You sound absolutely
see what I mean? See what I mean? He hasn't even met you, and he has you undressed and down the aisle.
No, she has that real skinny little voice, doesn't she, like?
Hot.
I say when you get a glass or two on your Niamh,
you're some flirt, Frank. You really are. So, Niamh, why do you think 40% of women, or 40% more women, are having affairs?
Because I think that some women see things differently to men, right? And this isn't a sexist thing. I just think men, when they're going out to have affairs, 90% of it is they want to have sex. Right?
Yeah.
But a woman...
Just pure lust.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of women will be sitting there thinking, oh, you know, I'm not getting the attention. He doesn't look at me the same way. He doesn't compliment me. He doesn't say nice things about me. And then suddenly Tinder arrives, or whatever else arrives, and there's some guy there saying what the husband isn't saying. I'm not blaming the husband. It's the wife's fault for having the affair. But the excuse is that he's not saying what he used to say. He's not treating me the same way. Some new guy comes along saying all the right things. There's your affair.
Because he's flirting with her, of course. He's like Frank. He's saying all the right things.
He's giving the attention.
He's giving her the wink over the wall.
Yeah. And the problem
is... can't be helped, Noel. That's just... I told you, I just think there's something going on there. There's probably some sort of eyeing up affair going on there with me and all. Like, he's at it as well, Noel.
Can you believe he's married, Niamh, by the way? And he's telling the nation that he's winking at the neighbour over the wall.
No, but listen, Noel. Yeah, but listen, Jesus, don't mention that. You get me into trouble. look at Noel, all women. Look, at my point is, and Niamh, you're bang on there. Yous aren't animals or anything. I love yous all, right? Serious. Well, listen, as I said before, a woman is like your little puppy at home, your little dog. They crave attention there, don't you?
Frank, you're not being offensive at all to women
today. No, but they crave attention, Noel.
They're not puppies.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, if you don't constantly give them attention all the time, they will stray, right?
They go to the next person looking for the attention.
Women,
he is kind of saying the same thing as you, Niamh, just in a different way.
Sorry,
Niamh?
You have to work at a... He's right. Men and women, both parties have to work at a relationship. If you stop telling somebody, you know, so if a woman or a fella comes down with his best clothes on, and you just look and go, That's going to go, oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
You know, but if you've spent half an hour getting dressed up to go out, it'd be nice to be told you look well.
Yeah.
Of course, Niamh. I come here, Niamh. I tell every girl. I mean, if I'm walking down the street now and I'm passing I just say to her, oh, no, automatically, Niall, I say, see you, you look great, your hair looks great. And I wouldn't know if I'm Adamant.
That's a bit creepy, to be honest with you. Sorry, Anthony, go ahead.
Could I ask Niamh a question?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Niamh, you are the voice of reason.
Oh, God, stop.
And I do actually like listening to you, actually. You're a great contributor.
So just all stop perving on Niamh.
No, I'm not. No. I'm not perving on Niamh. No.
Right,
I'm not.
Okay.
But I just want to ask her what she thinks about the double standard. Like, we have Donald Trump and Melania.
Oh,
and he's a pervert and she's a robot and the feminists bling three times.
She looks like a hostage when she's with him, to be honest.
Then you go over to France. Then you go over to France and you've Macron grab a granny. Do you know?
He's
trying to keep her up in case she might break her hip if she fell over, like, and he has stepchildren older than himself.
Hold on, no one says anything about that.
We've now got sexism and ageism in the 1 minute.
No, but I mean,
hang on, Frank.
No, I asked Niamh, what does she think about that double standard? Macron has stepchildren older than himself.
Lucas. Age isn't, I don't think age matters. I don't give a damn what age you're, right?
Yeah, but he is saying there's a double standard. There's
there
a double standard.
Standard. It shouldn't be there. If an older man wants to go out with, as long as both parties are above the age of consent, doesn't bother me.
There was a woman there on the Late Late Show last year, right? Not that I watch it. There's a woman on the Late Late Show and she'd written a book. She was in her 60s or something. And this book was all about her conquests. That she had spent 2 years after her marriage broke down basically having one night stands, right, with guys. And they asked her what age. And she went, the youngest was about 19, up to about 35, 40. I went for the younger man, so I wasn't really into the older guys. And the audience were, woo, way, well done you, brilliant. Now, if that was a man who was 60 and he said he had relationships with a 19-year-old girl, it'd be all over the paper the next day. He'd be arrested. He'd be horrified. He'd be a paedophile or something, they'd be calling him.
It shouldn't matter. Look, there's two people in that relationship, and the 19-year-old girl is just as willing to be with the 60-year-old man as the 60-year-old man wants the trophy girlfriend. They're both let's face it, it's probably not love. They're both getting something out of it.
Oh, by the way, somebody texted in, could you ask Frank how he would feel if his wife cheated on him or if she was the one winking at the man over the wall?
Wouldn't care less, man.
Right,
couldn't care less. I mean, look, as I said to you before, Noel, there's times like, if someone's going to want them, she's not just for, let them take them. That's my motto, yeah?
Right.
And Anto, I don't like there what you're saying about age now. Serious, Anto. There's nothing wrong with, you know, if a 20-year-old Noel comes along, I'm 48, yeah?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, hold on, Noel. If you're seeing me, I would pass for the 40 mark, but that's another story. But anyway, if a 22-year-old girl wants to come along with me, I'd say fine. And Niamh, you're right, I've no problem with it.
Yeah, but what do you mean you don't like what I'm saying? I'm standing up for you. I'm just saying that Trump is criticised for going out with Melania, that she's years younger than him, and Emmanuel Macron is dating his granny, like, and he has stepchildren older than himself.
Do you know why no one says anything?
Because Macron is a good-looking man, right? Probably half the women in the world lust after him.
Do you think half the women in the world lust after Trump?
No, probably not. No.
Well, a lot of men might be lusting after Melania.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
She wouldn't like a cup of tea, in fairness, now.
She's a medical marvel. She needs to grow a backbone. I mean,
she needs to smile every now and again might help.
Would you smile?
Niamh, you're being a hypocrite there now as well, because if a man said that Melania is pathetic and she's a bimbo, he'd be a sexist and a misogynist and the whole lot. But it's all right for a woman to say, blink three times and we'll rescue you and criticise her. So you're a hypocrite, Niamh.
Blink three times and we'll rescue you.
I'd say she's very intelligent personally, I don't see what's in it for her on a physical level.
Look, let's be clear. We all know why Melania's there. Yeah. I don't think it takes a rocket science.
She is gorgeous, though, Noel.
It doesn't take a rocket science to work it out why she's there.
She doesn't speak. I couldn't tell you what accent she speaks.
She wears lovely clothes, Noel.
Does she, Frank? But according by your own admission, you normally see them without the clothes anyway, so...
No, no, no. But listen, Noel, my bit of advice there to all men and boys out there listening to this show, yeah?
Yep.
All treat women with respect. All women need loving. All shapes and sizes, all colours, they all need a bit of loving.
All right. On that note, we'll end it. Thank you very much indeed, Frank. Loads and loads of people texting in relation to Frank. Somebody says Frank should have his own show. Frank should do stand-ups. Somebody else. Yeah, he is a funny guy, isn't he? Another person said, Richard says by text, maybe these birds, women I'm assuming he's talking about, should be careful what they wish for. If they weren't marrying sensitive, effeminate blokes, they wouldn't be off filling their boots with hairy baled... Yeah, okay. The liberalism of female sexuality has been good for the predatory men, and the poor old mares are left on the shelf once the blokes have had their fill. The genius part of it is that these women have been convinced that this is a good thing. They also say Mrs. Trump, Melania, speaks five languages.